This is HDN.
It's Friday, and you know what that means?
What's that mean?
I have no idea. I thought you did.
Wine day.
Wine day. Every day is wine day in the Beaver Bank Bunker. Welcome to Friday. This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Pancakes. Get your pancakes. You know, you want some pancakes. There's a special pancake breakfast to support muscular dystrophy tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. at the Eastern Passage Cal Bay Lions Club. Got this word from Rebecca and the gang over at Muscular Dystrophy Canada.
Oh, we do the walk for muscular dystrophy
Correct.
With them.
Correct. And we are back again this year. They hired us back to MC the walk on June the 14th down at the Halifax Marriott. Can't wait. Fingers crossed. We have much better weather than we did last year. Last year, it was just a monsoon. It was horrible.
And we had to bring the barbecues indoors, which...
Yeah, that's right.
Glad they were firefighters that were cooking up the burgers because there was a lot of very, very questionable smoke inside there.
Yes.
Starting to worry about that, but they know what they're doing, I guess.
Lots of pothole news to tell you about today. First of all, out of Cape Breton, a 10-year-old boy is issuing a heartfelt plea to the government, asking the province to repair potholes near his home in Port Morion up near Glace Bay. Little guy's name is Ethan. He feels the potholes are dangerous. He rides his bicycle to school every day along Long Beach Road. And that road is completely riddled with potholes. And he says it's very dangerous for driving your bike. So his mom said, fine, it's one thing to complain, but do something about it. So he wrote a letter to his MLA. I guess mom put the kibosh to riding his bike to school until the potholes were fixed and things were safer. But he has written to Jeff McClellan, the transportation minister, and actually he met with little Ethan. And I guess Long Beach Road is not exactly on the priority list, but there will be some patchwork done.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is on the priority list?
That's a good question.
Because there's construction everywhere, and then they seem to finish with the potholes, and then there are still potholes. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's like they do every third one.
Well, yeah, and certainly Canal Street in Dartmouth has not been a priority, and that got one Bill Mont quite pissed off this week. Entrepreneur Bill Mont, you probably know him as the flea market king.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He marched out to do battle with three large potholes on Canal Street in front of the Harborview Market this week. Earlier yesterday morning, he said they were wreaking havoc on his van, so he pulled up with his truckload of gravel. He filled the holes and said, there you go. All you have to do now, city, is pour tar over it, and it's all set. Now, the city is saying, yeah, you know what? The pothole problem is particularly bad this year. They still have about 1,500 or so potholes that are waiting to be addressed, and crews are doing what they can.
Uh-huh.
They don't actually advocate going out and filling the potholes yourself because they want to make
Bill.
Sure.
Good on him.
Well, Bill's a take charge kind of
guy.
Is.
He
always
does it
has
himself.
Been. So what the city would prefer you do is call 311 as opposed to wield your shovel.
And okay. No. Speaking of 311, do you remember the podcast? One of the first podcasts that we ever did.
Yeah.
I called 311. Got an answering machine message. After the podcast, I called them. I told them all about the big chunk of lawn that the cat that the city sent out to shovel the driveways took out of my front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a big divot out there. When are they going to fix that?
Remember? June 1st. They said it was all going to be finished by June 1st.
So they're waiting for... When is June 1st?
Day after tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be sitting there on the front lawn waiting for them because they've got a whole street to do. Maybe they just left this street for the very end. Is that...
Okay.
Do you think that's what they did?
Maybe.
I see another call to 311 in our future.
Perhaps so. Okay, this might be the cutest video that you will see all day. It's a baby porcupine in the Truro area that was abandoned and orphaned, and it was recovered by Good Samaritans. Well, he has since been taken to the Cobequid Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, and that's where the veterinarians are taking care of him now. They're not quite sure how old this baby porcupine is, but Pork, as he is now known as, has to eat through a syringe, and he's eating a combination of dog milk replacement laced with yogurt. I guess that is the magic ingredient that they use at the Wildlife Rehab Center to get animals who are reluctant to eat to gobble down their food. It's Activia strawberry yogurt. And I guess he's doing quite well. The video is about 73 seconds long, and it's called Feeding the Baby Porcupine. It's been on the Copperquid Wildlife YouTube channel for about a week now. And it had a few hundred views, but now it has started to explode. Fox News has called asking for permission to air it. The Laughing Squid website also asked for permission.
Not the Laughing Squid website.
The Laughing Squid.
Okay, now you've hit the big time. Forget CNN.
And ABC's Good Morning America came calling as well. They emailed...
Who cares about Good Morning America? The Laughing Squid wanted information.
Anyway, I shall post that upon our Facebook page so you can have a look-see because... He's just the sweetest little thing. I don't care if he's got pricks all over him. He's just adorable.
That's what they said about Linda Lovelace.
I knew if I threw that ball up in the air, you would spike it. And CBC is switching things up a bit. They have announced their upcoming season, and some notable shows have been canceled, not the least of which, The Republic of Doyle. No more. This is the final season. They've got a couple of new shows that they're adding, including a Second World War spy series and a Western. The creators of Flashpoint have come up with Camp X. It's about a covert agent training mission on the shores of Lake Ontario. Apparently, it's inspired by true stories, set to air next winter. Also announced the animated show Pirate's Passage. This is going to feature the voice of Donald Sutherland. And the miniseries, The Book of Negroes, based on the award-winning novel. And, of course, that has been filmed most of the spring here in Halifax and elsewhere in Nova Scotia.
Well, as we mentioned yesterday, it was ratings day. And the BBM ratings came out for all the radio stations in the country. Well, all the ones that subscribe to the service.
And it is a service that you have to pay for and subscribe to because there are plenty of radio stations that that don't subscribe, so they don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so what I'm going to give you is just the raw numbers because, quite frankly, every radio station in this market is going to say, hey, we're number one.
Yes, everyone can claim to be a winner.
If you squint really hard and stand back far enough and just look at the men, and just look at the men over the age of 25 who are wearing black outfits.
Yes, the men with one leg and three horns, they come out on top every time.
Okay, so this is the big one. Everybody who filled in a ballot is represented in
these numbers. You should clarify that these numbers are coming directly from the BBM website.
Yep.
This is right from the maker.
Okay, I'll read you two different categories. There's share and there is reach.
Okay, what is Cher? Explain that.
She was married to Sonny Bono for a short period of time, entirely made of plastic.
She is now.
Yes. Okay, what the Cher is, within the central market area, that is Halifax.
The HRM.
The HRM, which, by the way, consists of 366,823 people.
Okay.
So what Cher is the estimated total hours tuned to any particular station as a percentage of total hours tuned to all radio.
So, for example, give the number one there.
Number one, as always in this particular market, CBC Radio.
Okay.
18.8% of all radio listened to in this market was CBC.
Okay, so that's exactly what that means.
Yes. Now, the private radio stations are all going to say, okay, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're publicly funded. It doesn't count.
No. So let's go to number two. Number two is Country 101, FX 101.9, whatever you know.
Yep, 101.9.
At 13.9%.
So that's 13.9% of all radios that were turned on. 13.9% radios were...
Well, Denise Sibley turns me on.
They're...
I think that's probably what we're getting at. So of all radio that was listened to in Halifax, 13.9% of it was Country 101.
All right, I understand.
Next is C100 at 11.1%.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Q104 at 9.5%. And we'll go down the list from there. Next is The Wave at 6.4%, followed by The Bounce at 5.7%, Jack at 5.1%, News 95.7, 4.6%. Radio 965, boy, they've taken quite a tumble in the last little while. They're down at 4.1%, followed by, I'll just read the names now,
sure.
Live 105, CBC Radio 2, Energy 103, and then the French CBC channel,
right.
0.5% for that one.
Now, that said, there are definitely more radio stations in the city, but they just don't subscribe to the BBM, so they are not counted on the list.
Yes, I did my gazintas there, and that actually works out to 89.5%. Right. So there's still another 10.5%.
Unaccounted for.
Yeah, people are listening to radio, but other stations. Yeah. So makes me think maybe a lot of people are listening to Seaside FM. And there's CKDU from Dalhousie.
CKDU, there's also the religious station that isn't counted on this. So yeah, I mean, there are definitely some other factors that need to be worked in.
All right, now the next one is reach. This is the estimated number of different people within the Central Market area who tuned in to any particular station for at least a quarter hour during the week.
So they listen, they admit that they listen to this radio station for at least 15 minutes a week.
And that's it. And the numbers are surprisingly different. Coming in at number one, and I'll just rank them because really the number doesn't mean all that much. Yeah. C100, mm-hmm. followed by CBC, followed by The Bounce. Hmm. So a lot of people were listening to The Bounce just for short periods of time. Country 101 is after that, followed by Q104, The Wave, then Energy, then Jack, then News 95.7, Radio 965, Live 105, and then CBC 2 and CBC French.
Now that is listeners 12 years old and up, correct?
Everybody.
That's everybody.
Everybody, 12 plus.
Yeah.
Now some radio stations will say, yeah, but what we're targeting is females 35 to 54.
Correct.
And because a lot of these stations are targeting females 25 to 54, that's why you hear a lot of Katy Perry, for instance, on a lot of stations.
Because apparently women my age want to listen to Katy Perry.
Do you want to listen to Katy Perry?
In small doses, she's okay. So, of course, after all of these ratings come out, the radio stations sort of sit back and do a little bit of navel gazing and see where they went right, where they went wrong. And in some cases, after a series of bad books, as these are known, that's when the changes come. And I suspect that there will be some format changes coming to the Halifax radio market.
Well, let's just look at the list here. Scraping the bottom of the barrel, Live 105 is down. Mm. They were trying to compete with Q104, more of a modern rock thing. Doesn't seem to be working for them. Radio 965, that was almost like they committed Harry Carey.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, their format was doing great. They were consistently in the top four. And then they fired everybody, and they changed their format to this whole 965 thing.
Well,
and it's just tanked. It's just gone. All their listeners went to The Wave, and then their morning team went to Jack.
The problem being with both Live 105, which is new modern rock, and Radio 965, which is new music first, they're both targeting the same demo, and that's people who have given up on radio.
Exactly. Now, you look at larger markets, like, say, Toronto, for instance, and there are so many radio stations taking little pieces of the Toronto pie, there wasn't any pie left. So a lot of these stations said, well, you know what, rather than fighting with these other stations that are already established, let's go after another market. And this other market, the people that don't listen to radio, the younger generation, they're listening to podcasts, they're listening to their smartphones.
Well, I got to tell you, I just spent yesterday in a day-long seminar for business communicators and sat in on a session where researchers rolled out numbers on where people are getting their news and social media in Halifax. Mm-hmm. And of a survey of 700 Nova Scotia residents, the number one place that people go to get their news and information is their desktop or their laptop computer. Number two was radio. But when you broke down the demographic, it wasn't until you got to the 35 to 40 age range and up. Those are the folks that are listening to radio.
And back to an earlier rant that I had about consultants. Mm. What the consultants do is, even though the number of people that get their information from radio is up, what the consultants will do is they'll say, okay, what are the priorities for people listening to morning radio? So here's a brief reenactment. Here's what the consultants do. Mm. Hello, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Now, when you listen to morning radio, what's your priority? What do you want to hear the most?
Well, I suppose when I get up, I'd like to know what the weather's going to be that day.
All right, weather, yes. What's the second most important thing to you?
Well, I want to know if it's going to take me a long time to drive to work. So okay, good. Traffic would be good.
Traffic, weather and traffic. Mm. And what else?
Well, I suppose when my radio first goes off, I'd like to know what time it is.
The time, okay. Well, what don't you want to hear?
Well, I definitely don't want to hear blah, 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 blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, less talking in the morning. Okay, and anything
maybe
else?
Some nice, bright, happy music.
Music, okay, very good. So then the consultant takes all that information and goes, okay, this is what people want to hear. First of all, they want to know the time. And since that's the number one thing, I want you to say the time twice. Maybe say it three times. Say it's 7:15, quarter after 7, 45 minutes away from 8. Okay, that's perfect. Say that three times. Now, what's the second thing that they want? Weather. Ooh, they want weather. Okay, give them weather all the time. Weather, 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 weather. And traffic. Weather and traffic. Weather and traffic and time. Weather and traffic and time. And then something nice and cheery, some songs. Let's test those songs and see the perfect song for that person. And then that's it. And then we'll repeat it. And we'll do it over and over and over again. Well, what about news? Doesn't matter. The news is not, it's not important to them. It's not their top four or five things that they want to hear in the morning. Well, that's the way the consultant looks at it. Mm-hmm. And as I said, the consultant asks what your favorite part of a cake is. And when you say the icing, they say, perfect, let's ditch the cake and we'll give this person a big freaking bowl of icing. And you know what? People don't want icing all the time. And no. I know it's the same rant that I did before, but that is what's happening. And that statistic that you just brought up there, mm-hmm. a large percentage of people get their information from radio. But if you notice, radio, they are cutting back on newsrooms. They're cutting back on newscasts. They're cutting back on morning news. Mm-hmm. You saw that yourself. I mean, hell, when I first started in radio, there was a big 10-minute newscast, and there was news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all of this stuff. Now, they have information updates. And most recently, they said, you know what people really want to know when it comes to news? They want to know about the Kardashians. They want to know, just rather than news, just do entertainment news, because that's all that people want. Yeah. And you know what? These consultants are going to put radio out of business. And podcasts like this one, they're going to start doing well. Well, I say like this one because I'm not going to go, this podcast is going to change the world.
Damn it.
But you know what? People want information in the morning. People want cake with their icing.
Yes.
It might not be the favorite part of the cake. Actually, you know what my favorite part of the cake is? That little layer of pudding that they put in between the top layer and the bottom layer in certain Ooh. Cakes. But I don't want a whole fucking bowl of it. I feel much better now.
Do you?
Yes.
And here endeth the lesson.
So I guess the next time that you're going to win any big, big contest, other than the summer stuff that that the stations give away, will be in the fall.
That's
right.
At
the beginning of September, that's when the next rating period starts, and that's when they're going to start dishing out all the trips and the big money that they're giving away and the concerts and the things like that. So between now and then, just tell all your friends about this podcast.
That's right. We'll give you cake, we'll give you frosting, and we'll give you that little layer of pudding in between.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're a bit short on icing, unfortunately, but we got just dry cake. But you know what? If you're really, really hungry or really, really stoned, cake is good without the icing. So that's it for our rant on ratings. That's it for the podcast. And that's it for this week, I guess. We have ourselves a weekend and then we'll be back Monday.
Until then.